Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but nah, that's not how we roll. We go high when they go low. So instead, we'll talk about how with Discover Card, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount. At any time. I mean, talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We've got Dan Lust, a sports attorney and host of the Conduct Detrimental podcast. Obviously, he'll be good to come in and talk about the Deshaun Watson ruling. But we're going to move on for a moment to the NBA. And as we said at the top of the show, this weekend, Sunday to be exact, we lost not only a great basketball player, and he certainly was that, the greatest winner in American sports history, period. Especially when you look at the three major sports, Bill Russell winning 11 championships in 13 years, Rob. It's unbelievable. So, and for those that want to say, oh, he did it against plumbers and butchers. He did it against Will Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson. All right? So the greatest winner, no one and literally no one in football or baseball or basketball has ever won as many championships as Bill Russell. And then the fact that he did it in 13 years is just incredible. So, Rob, I told you they turned on the NBA TV and they were playing a Bill Russell game, which was really a great thrill to see that in 1963. But I know you wrote a great column today on Deadspin.com. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. You know what, Chris? I wanted to dig in a little bit, and I didn't want Boston to get off the hook. I mean, there were so many beautiful things written and said about Bill Russell, Chris, but it wasn't paradise for Bill Russell when he was a great player there. And you just said it. Nobody won more.
Right.
And it was bad. And we get it, the time and the temperature of the country, but it was bad for Bill Russell. And he even said, Chris, a quote, it was like that Boston was a flea market of racism. That's a quote from Bill Russell from his own book. And the things that went on there were mind-boggling, to be honest, and his house was vandalized. They defecated on his bed and in his house. In a store.
That's incredible.
That is. Somebody, who could be that sick?
I mean, you talk about disgusting.
Right. Yeah, who could be that sick, Chris?
You're sick in the head.
Right, to do that. And his daughter wrote about it in a New York Times piece in 1987. She chronicled what happened and what went on. And I thought to myself, Chris, can you imagine if Bill Russell just could have played and didn't have to carry that burden and carry that angst and all the other stuff that comes with it? I don't think people understand what it would be like for him or Jackie Robinson just to play. Just go out like everybody else and just play.
That's a great point.
And he had to overcome that and still be great and do all those things. But I got to say this. I don't believe, Chris, I would have been able to play in Boston for people who hated me, who disrespected me, who made me feel unwelcome and unwanted. And I'm wearing Boston across my jersey. I'm winning for their emotions that they feel good. And I'm sure he won for himself, but you know what I mean. It made the city and the people who lived there feel good. I don't think I would have been able to do it. I admire him that he didn't play there for a year or two and go, okay, I can't do this. I got to get out of town. That's why when you hear Kevin Durant and some of these other guys, Chris, ready to run out after something doesn't go right, shame on you.
Well, I said that, Rob, this morning on First
Things
First. And I didn't insult these current guys and gals, but I said it this way. We do have athletes who quit on a team, who want out of a city, who are afraid to play, who are afraid to address the media at events. And I don't want to belittle the mental issues that lead to some of those things, because I will admit, Rob, in this era of social media, of the 24-hour news cycle, and of the constant scrutiny that these athletes take on shows like this, radio shows, TV shows, the whole nine yards, it can produce anxiety. There's no doubt about it. So it can make things tough at times. But that said, I would say to today's athletes, look to Bill Russell as an inspiration.
Okay.
Really. And look and say, my goodness. And that goes for Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali and any of the great African-American athletes really at that time, particularly the superstars. If they could play through what they did,
yep,
how in the world can't you play through? I like Kyrie. Kyrie took, a week off because of the insurrection on January 6th that he wasn't even involved in? And you just said it. Bill Russell played through people breaking into his house, spray painting racial slurs all over his walls, and defecating in his bed. And we can't play through some of the fears and challenges that we have? Come on. And again, I'm not even here to insult.
No, I'm saying, what you're saying,
look at Bill Russell as inspiration to draw strength from. Because we all face challenges, Rob. We all have days we don't want to go to work. We all have situations where we are afraid. We are insecure. And there's something called fortitude. And there's something called courage where you push through those things. And Bill Russell was as great an example as there has been in sports history, for sure.
No, I agree. And especially in that town, Chris, especially, and what he went through. And we already know, I chronicle it in the column. You can't just poo-poo this and go, well, those were the old days and that was kind of standard. It's still going on, Chris. It did still have an incidence and situations. I'm not saying of that degree, but it's still going on there. We had Adam Jones with the Orioles. CeCe Sabathia played 17 years in the major leagues. Said he was never called the N-word, Chris, anywhere except Boston.
Here's what I'd say, though. Boston, and it was bad. I'm not trying to defend it at all. If he was going to play in America, he was going to play for a racist city. But Boston wasn't the only. It might have been the worst, at least in the North. But it wasn't the only place stuff like that was going on. There was worse stuff happening in the South. So I'm just saying, especially at that time. I mean, LeBron James had somebody spray the N-word on his garage in L.A. A few years ago. So I just think he was not, as you kind of alluded to, he wasn't playing for the fans of Boston, I don't believe. He was playing for himself.
No, I
think he was also playing for African Americans of the future. Because you know this, you know, what did the mess Jackie Robinson put up with, Hank Aaron put up with? Why did Jackie Robinson do it? Because of what it would do for the future African Americans.
That's it. No, I hear you, and that's
a great
point.
I'm sure he wanted to punch some people out, but he knew if he did that, it would
upset the apple cart.
For other African Americans. Unfortunately, it shouldn't have been that way, but it would in the future. And I'm sure Bill Russell was like, man, if I run away, if I tuck tail, I can't take it, then what's that going to do for other black players coming after me?
See, here's my thing, is I couldn't give the people who hate me the pleasure.
You don't think they would have hated you in any other cities?
No, I'm not.
America, 1960s.
I get that, but that town, Chris, has a long history, and I'm not making excuses.
The country does, though.
I do. I get that. But that city of Boston, to me, I've had my own issues there. I've had my own situations, personal. And I'm saying, I just would have had a problem playing for that team and that town. Boston, here's the other one. It ain't just the Celtics and the people. The Red Sox, Chris, had the last black player in the major league. Guess how many years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier that the Red Sox got their first black player?
I feel you.
12 years.
Right.
Is this on? I'm just saying, Chris, 12 years.
But don't you think Bill Russell.
That was by design.
Yes, it was. I'm not trying to defend the city of Boston at all. I'm just saying, let's not act like it was the only overtly racist city at the time that Bill Russell was playing. There was a freaking unwritten rule in the NBA that you couldn't have more than four black players on the team. So maybe he should have left the league until y'all let everybody in. Best players, regardless of skin color. I'm just saying, if that's the approach. And so I don't look at it that way. Obviously, I think what he did, Rob, in addition to wanting to make a statement and set a precedent for future African-Americans, I think he looked at it like, you know what? I know Red Auerbach. I know Red Auerbach is a friend of mine. I know my white teammates. And I know Red Auerbach made me the first black coach in American sports history. I know Red Auerbach sent out the first all-black starting five in NBA history. So I'm just saying, I think those are the ways. I get where you're coming from, but Boston wasn't alone in its racism. It may have been worse, again, in the North, but it certainly wasn't the only place where mess like that was going on. And so I don't know where he could have went to play and all the white people in that town, in that city, in those stands would have respected him or been pulling for him.
Yeah, I hear that, and it's all legit. I'm saying from my standpoint, it would have been harder for me, almost impossible, for the treatment that he got. And I'm not saying that Jackie Robinson didn't get bad treatment. He played in Brooklyn, I never got the sense, and I know there were teammates and players in the league and managers and all kinds of stuff. But even the people you're playing for actually or buying tickets to come to the place to treat you the way that they did, he had to be a remarkable man to be able to endure that and excel and do what he did. We lost a true, and that's why when I hear J.J. Redick and those guys try to belittle some of the players from the past and what they had to deal with, I know they never called out Bill Russell, per se, Chris, but it was a different time. And I think guys had iron constitutions to be able to play and put up with what went on.
Absolutely. Right? You had to. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Could you have played and thrived playing in front of the racist fan base that Bill Russell did in Boston? Your thoughts on a great one. Next on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Bill Russell playing in Boston amid the racism. Could you have done it and thrived like he did?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with MJ in Jefferson Parish in Louisiana. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Doing good, great,
man. How are you?
All right. Bill Russell is from West Monroe, Louisiana. AKA Wiggins.
What part of Louisiana are you from?
I'm from the New Orleans area.
Okay.
I was born in California. But anyway, there's no way that I could have, know if I could have played under those circumstances. But we are talking about someone who was stuck from a different, just a different script. I mean, he's talking about this guy was born February 12, 1934.
So right.
What he saw, his father, I remember reading about him, his father endured much more. So
right.
I can't.
That's why they moved to Oakland, California. That's why they moved, right.
Right, right. Just like my parents moved from New Orleans to California, also Los Angeles. But what I'm saying is there's no way you can even fathom what he went through, what he used to become the greatest winner in sports. I can't fault the people that play today, mental health, different conditions that they go through. There's no way. I can't judge Osaka for not playing for mental health reasons or things that the Williams sisters went through. There's no way you can gauge that, but you have to have some type of understanding and grace because they still perform on the highest levels in their sport. I heard a story today that Wilborn was saying that when Mega Evers died, Bill Russell reached out to his brother and asked, what could he do? He set up an interracial basketball camp in Mississippi. So those types of things, the stories off the court and on the court, they're so different. There's no way we could gauge playing under that pressure, the hate, the racism, all of those things that this great, great, great player played under.
All right.
No way.
Thank you, MJ. Appreciate it. Tim. Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
How you?
What's up, man? How you doing, Nuke?
Good, good. Quick story. I'm the same age as you, Chris. I think we're both around 54, 53, 54 years
Chris
old.
Chris is an old 53.
Okay. Well, I just turned 54 about a week or so ago. But when I was 10 years old, I grew up in a town, small town in North Carolina. I saw the KKK march through the town at 10 years old.
Wow.
And so I heard things. I remember everything I heard that day. I remember some of the things I saw, the signs, and I never forgot it. Even to this day, it's just like I can still remember being there. And so I was thinking, if I can still remember that to this day, and I was at 10 years old, right? I can't even imagine what Bill Russell having to go through that every single day, day in and day out. Just
right.
The things that he had to endure, man. It had to be an incredible thing to do. And the thing that I love about him is that he carried himself with such dignity and the
class.
Way he spoke and class and the way he did things. And I think he was just, you know, the things he did in civil rights and how he spoke up and how guys like him and Jim Brown and Ali, how they led the forefront. And I think his the things that he's done, I think, has really been undersold. And I think a lot of the young players and athletes have no idea who this man really was. He was just more than a basketball player.
You're 100%. 100%.
And I think, Tim, I think that's off the court and on the court.
Yep.
Yes, off the court
well,
and
that's
on
why
the court,
I'm always mad when they try to trivialize these guys, Chris. You know, like, I do. I get it because you don't have videotape or you didn't see them play. That don't mean they didn't have impact or what they were doing at the time. I hate that. I hate it. Thanks,
a lot,
Tim.
A lot, Rob, would look at Bill Russell. Oh, he was even 6'10". He might have been 6'9". Couldn't really shoot jumpers. He wouldn't have been any good today. Rob, Ben Wallace was a Hall of Famer at 6'7".
Exactly.
Recently. Draymond Green is playing center right now at 6'6". Robert Williams III wreaked havoc on today's NBA. Don't tell me Bill Russell, who's one of the greatest athletes the league has seen, couldn't have been a superstar in today's NBA.
No doubt. James in California, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, James? James.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey,
yeah,
how are
there.
You? Go ahead.
So, hey, just calling in from California. I'm going to answer the question straight away. Could I have played for Boston? No. But I think the Boston talk is really important. And I just want to mention that growing up in the early 70s and being bused and being in magnet schools. Now, I could be wrong.
Were you in Boston?
No, I grew up in Connecticut, and I got bused in Stamford, Connecticut. And I think that Boston could be the last major metropolitan city to have integrated schools.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
You might be right.
Yes, I remember that. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
So I don't mean to call in with non-sports. I'm all over you guys, been fans for years. But if we're talking Boston, Boston's got a bit of a problem.
It has been a problem for a long time, James. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
And Chris, he's right. We talked about it. They pushed back for a long time. It was always a hotbed for racism in that town for a long time. Let's get one last guy in, squeeze him in. Will in Compton, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? What's going on, Rob?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Oh, absolutely great, guys. And just to highlight what you were kind of covering also in the article there, Rob, and what you guys are sharing. That I think that finals that you were watching, Chris, is that the 1968 finals?
No, it was 63.
63.
Well, Wilt was not out there.
Well, just a little over at 11 years later from that finals and having Bill Russell being representative of anything that we'll ever say of being an African-American athlete, or athlete of color, whatever you want to call it, and having to play in that town. Within that time frame was when 74 was when they were desegregated there in Boston, and how Rob was highlighting the people that are, you know, saying how they, you know, had an appreciation of Bill Russell. These are the same people who were having to, at the older end, you know, guys maybe a little older than y'all, who would have had kids, yep. who would have been the guys pushing back against right. that. And so we can't forget that when we're definitely celebrating someone's life and what they had to fight. Without having to acknowledge that.
That's why if you do any kind of tribute and you don't mention what he had to endure, man, it ain't a real tribute to Bill Russell.
You can't
whitewash it. You know what I mean? Like whitewash what he went through.
Were there, because it sounds like you were paying attention to what was being said in Boston. Radio, TV, articles.
It was all glowing.
Were there any acknowledgments of he went through this and that, and this city put him through hell?
Not really. Like not the stuff that I heard. But I'm sure there was some on the air. I can't sit here and act like all didn't. But it was just a lot of glowing. You know, he's the best. He should have been in the GOAT conversation. You know, like just after the fact, of course. You know, when you look and the man's gone now, and you
right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a sports attorney and host of the Conduct Detrimental podcast, very appropriately named for today's topic. We welcome in Dan Lust. Dan, welcome to the
What's
iCup.
Happening?
It's almost like we created the podcast for days like today.
Right. Is today like the first day of it?
I know, right? You just did it this afternoon, right?
I want to get right to this, Dan, because there was a lot being said today on the airwaves about, hey, the difference here is that all those past, you know, rulings, Tom Brady with Deflategate and Ezekiel Elliott, Ray Rice, Calvin Ridley, all those were Roger Goodell. This one was an independent arbiter. But when I read her decision, the 15 pages, it looked like she went completely based on the past precedent.
Right, on what they had already
Goodell
done.
Goodell had said, yeah. And so I get that that's how it's done in courts of law and stuff like that. Did she have to essentially rule on that past precedent, or could she have come out and said, you know what, I'm giving him 10 games, regardless of what the past had said? You know, what was the situation there?
I'm feeling in the hot take tonight mood, boys. I don't mean to, but listen, I read that decision, and I read, you know, about two-thirds of the way through. I mean, I knew where she came out with six games. But I'm reading the first 10 pages, and I'm like, God, it sounds like she's going to give some type of unprecedented punishment. She's talking about how the NFL has satisfied their burden
right.
of showing that sexual assault occurred, that they put individuals in grave danger, harmed the shield. I'm like, okay. And then she's acknowledging the NFL's argument that this is an unprecedented case warranting of an unprecedented punishment. So, Chris, to your point, in law, what do lawyers do? We look back at past cases that might be similar, and we try to draw some comparisons. The problem for Judge Robinson, right, it's pretty easy to just look at past precedent and say, well, Roethlisberger got six games, Zeke got six games. I guess this is kind of bad. I'm going to give him six games, too. The problem is this incident, right, incident, allegations, whatever you want to call it, is unprecedented in NFL history. Grant you here, they didn't look at 24 accusers. They looked at the versions of four accusers. But even if you take four, it's never happened in NFL history, under Goodell's tenure, under Tagliabue's tenure, under anyone's tenure. So this kind of required an unprecedented punishment. And if you ask me, I think Judge Robinson chickened out a little bit. I think she went for the easy punishment that had been done before, but that's not really what Watson, you know, was wanting. It was an unprecedented scenario. Six games, I think that's what the standard is, right? You could have given more, you could have given less, but to go with six games, to really model it after Zeke and Roethlisberger, you know, right. I just don't think this case had anything to do with those guys. So I was surprised to see that number.
And most people we get feel like it was too lenient. And here's the other thing. I think the NFL has no choice but to appeal this and Roger Goodell to go to 10, 8 or 10, maybe not the entire year. But I know they were trying to do something different. I would be surprised if it stays the same. What about you? Do you think the NFL will interject here?
So a couple things. The deadline for the NFL to file an appeal is Thursday. So it's three days from today. The first thing, you know, Rob, is that if they do appeal, right, if this was a normal court of law, if someone was saying, I'm going to take the case to the United States Supreme Court, whatever, the question would be whether or not that individual would win on appeal. The NFL, if they decide to appeal, they already know that they're going to win.
Right,
that
right.
appeal goes directly to Goodell. So the question is not whether or not they're going to win. It's the optics. So a couple things. If the NFL does appeal to themselves, let's call a state, that's what they're doing.
Right.
They're basically saying last month was a waste of time, that we actually didn't need Judge Robinson, even though she's a federal judge. I'm Roger Goodell. Of all the main commissioners in our sports, I'm the only one that's not a lawyer, but I know better than the judge. I'm instituting a 10-game, 12-game. That's what Goodell would be saying. So I think what he's doing behind the scenes is weighing the optics. That would look pretty bad. I will just say it. That would look I think that would look bad for the NFL to say we know more than this quote-unquote impartial judge that we appointed to give an impartial ruling.
But wait a minute. Let me interject this here, though. What if the temperature in the room, though, calls from advertisers, right? The public opinion, women's groups. Do you know, like, what about they have 3 days to kind of take that all in? And if you start getting calls from advertisers, you don't think the NFL might – decide that okay, we tried to do it her way or with the judge, but this isn't good for business.
I think you're right. I think that certainly can happen, right? You could have a Ray Rice saga all over again, right? You have some type of punishment that's issued. People are unhappy with it for whatever reason, and the NFL goes back to the well. You're comparing two things here, right? I think the optics of Goodell coming in and instituting his judgment for Judge Robinson doesn't really look that great. But there's the other end of it that says – the union and the league agreed to this policy that an impartial judge would come in and that Roger Goodell would be waiting on the other side with that, like, crooked smile on his face, like twiddling his thumbs.
See, that makes no sense. That's what Chris said.
Well, we were saying, Dan, should the NFL going forward try to just get Goodell out of it completely? If whatever the independent arbiter says, that's it. I mean, if that happened, the NFL might actually look good because they tried to go for an indefinite suspension. They could have just said, hey, we thought it should have been worse, but this is what the arbiter said.
And
Think eventually they may go that route or they should go that route?
You guys have hit the nail on the head. The NFL is their own worst enemy because if we look back to 2020, right before the pandemic, when the two sides agreed and ratified this CBA and this particular discipline policy, you can rest assured the NFLPA was not arguing for Goodell to be on the other end of this. They were arguing impartial judge, and if you have an issue with it, take it directly to federal court like they did with Brady and Deflategate. So I think Goodell is caught between a rock and a hard place. Either he looks weak at the NFL, call it like I see it. I think the NFL lost this hearing, right? I think Watson was much more, he's much more happy today.
Right.
He could say he's asking for 0 games, but he's happy with 6 games. It is what it is. So I think that Goodell ends up looking bad either way. He could... If they do appeal it, we know what's going to happen. Goodell's going to up the suspension. If they don't appeal it, people are going to say the NFL looks weak, and they're going to look weak to advertisers. And, I've seen these different Cleveland clinics come out and saying they're disappointed with the hearing. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. And, Rob, to your point, if they just allow Judge Robinson, an impartial judge who certainly knows more about the law than Goodell does, if they let her have her own decision, and the NFL said, you know what, we'd love to institute our judgment, but we are not allowed to, I think they would look great in this. But – that's where they're at right now. So Goodell, that's certainly the decision that's going on right now at NFL HQ. Okay. Should we intervene here, and what are the pros and cons?
All right, last thing. We got 1 minute. Why didn't Watson and them, the other part I think that looks bad for the NFL is that he structured his contract so it doesn't hurt him in the pocketbook. There's no fine. He's only making $1 million, so he's only going to lose $345,000. Whereas, why didn't he make the contract so he could get paid $17 and then he'd only owe the league $6?
Right.
I was about to give the agent the MVP award, but I think we figured it messed up. He shouldn't have given $1 million base. He should have given a $1 per game.
Right.
That would have been genius.
That would have. Why not? All right.
You know what? You got to give the guy credit. I think the smartest man in the room after all this is the agent. Somehow turned Watson, a toxic asset in the NFL who's about to be indicted by two separate grand juries, turns him into the $230 million man. No one can touch that guaranteed money. Not Rodgers, not Tyler.
Right.
It's Deshaun Watson. So the agent should get a pat in the back here. I mean that.
You're right about that. Dan Lust, sports attorney, host of Conduct Detrimental. It's a podcast.
Yes.
Excellent stuff, Dan. We'll get you on again. Thank you.
All good, guys. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. Sources say it's next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you ain't seen nothing till you seen a near 60-year-old dancing into his computer.
Hey, wait.
And I'm not close to 60. Hey, so you know who I'm talking about.
I'm getting ready for the NABJ. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to go to a couple places there in Vegas and have some fun. But,
Where are you staying?
I'm staying at Caesars.
Okay.
So, that's where the hotel is, the main hotel for the convention. Yo, so, looking forward to it.
The only time I stayed at Caesars, I think it was the only time, man, it was an incredible room.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a room from Hangover or something.
Is that right? Crazy.
All right. We could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just talk about how great Discover makes it. You can redeem your rewards with Discover for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Y'all know how this game works. We get the best journalists in the country to get together to not only host an Odd Couple show, but we get them to go through all of these crazy stories I have with their 725 years of experience.
Man.
And that's just on Rob Parker's side to see if they can tell a good source from a bad source. So, guys, I got some good stories here. You want to have some fun and see if you guys know something?
Let's do it.
All right, let's have some fun here. So, let's start with Eagles backup quarterback Gardner Minshew, and he revealed on Instagram, Rob, this week actually, that he spent the past off season living in a refurbished prison bus. Rob Parker, my source, is good.
I heard of the double Dutch bus, but a prison bus? Chris, you remember that song, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a big song, right?
It's actually big right now. People buying old buses and ambulances, and they refurbish them and live in them.
I'm going to say it is true. Busty is big now. Yes, true.
Busty is big.
Busty's big.
I do believe that's true. I don't get it, though. Why?
I don't either.
It's like a fad right now.
It's just like they want to be the Partridge Family, Chris. Remember that big bus they had?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, no, for some reason it became like a social internet viral thing. Like people are just buying these old things, refurbishing and just traveling in it. It's like that's what an RV's for. But whatever. I guess people do their own thing. All right. So story number two, sources say Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. So former Raider cornerback Damon Arnett, he released after he posted some videos of himself holding a gun and threatening trolls on Instagram. Just signed on to the second coach at University of Akron. So guys, is this true or not?
Wait, so he was, I don't know. So he was, he is a coach at Akron?
Basically, yeah. So he was
He was released from the Raiders. Because of those pictures.
Yeah, and so now he just signed as the second coach. Okay. Yes, at the University of Akron. So let's go. CB, what you think? Is this true?
I would think they take a little. I'm going to say, I'm going to say true, even though I think.
I'm going to say false. Those pictures would scare me if I'm hiring him to coach college kids.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yes, he did not get hired. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying, Chris?
I agree with you that I thought it must be true then, because the obvious thing seems to be you wouldn't hire
him. You wouldn't hire him because of those pictures.
Especially not so soon.
Right. No,
Okay.
Okay, guys, so sources say the next one here. So not to be outdone by Chris Broussard, but new ESPN Monday Night Football announcer Joe Buck shared pictures on his Instagram page last week of him getting some new hair plugs installed. So, Rob Parker, is this true?
Wow. Did Chris dye his hair too? No? Chris didn't
That's
dye
the next
his hair
sources say. That's the next one.
I'm going to say true.
I mean, again... The obvious answer seems like, why in the world would he do that? But I'm going to say true. Yeah, it's just too obvious.
It's crazy. People, the stuff that they do, why would you show your hair plug?
Everybody shares everything.
Chris doesn't share when he's in the shampoo bowl, does he? I'm just saying, Chris. I've been waiting for that video.
We got time for one.
That's it?
No, it's all done. I won.
Our couple keep it live.
No, wait a minute.
We got an hour left.
I won.
We know music. This is a sports show. This is a sports show. Turn that garbage off.
Come on.
I can't stand, Rob, dancing off beat, all off beat into the camera. My goodness.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I got money in my pocket. I can dance off beat.
Keep it locked. 1 hour left. Odd Couple.
I'm a woman.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.